You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Kristen is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by Garrett. So we're going to see if we can figure out why and maybe get her another date if she still wants one. Kristen, what's up? How are you?
Hi, I'm, besides being ghosted, doing great. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Before we ask about your date and stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Garrett?
Like 3 days.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Well, around the 3-day mark, I don't know. I feel like he's probably not interested, and I want to kind of figure out why.
Yeah, 3 days might not necessarily be a full ghost yet, you know?
Well, there was a read receipt.
Then maybe, yeah. If he read a text and then hasn't responded in 3 days, then...
That's infuriating. Yeah. Props to you for not sending him 8 paragraphs. So what happened on the date, though? Like, what is it about him that makes you want to find out?
Well, I mean, we met through mutual friends and, you know, we just kind of clicked and we went to a concert together and I thought we had a great time and... Yeah, I haven't heard it from him ever since. And, you know, I'm trying to figure out maybe why that happened. And I'm at a loss.
Okay, well, tell us about the date.
So we went to a concert and, you know, we had a couple of drinks and we made out. And I think he was looking for something maybe a little more. And I kind of backed out. You know, I'm not kind of looking for a hookup right now. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think maybe I sang too loud and got a little drunk. Maybe he didn't like my singing. I can get a little loud and boisterous. So maybe that maybe scared him.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do at a concert.
Yeah. Did it seem like it bothered him?
I mean, I thought it seemed okay. But now that I haven't heard from him, I'm really trying to rule out what the possibilities were. And, you know, I wish he'd be an adult and, you know, have a conversation if there was an issue.
Maybe it's just he wanted to hook up.
I guess, you know, and it's a real bummer that he couldn't just be upfront and tell me that, you know, if that was what he was looking for and, you know, I wasn't given what he wants. He could just be an adult and say like, hey, you know, for whatever reason, I'm not interested and be gracious about it as opposed to just hiding.
So how do you know that he was trying to hook up other than that he was a dude on a date?
Yeah, he's kind of handsy and, you know, kind of got a little below the equator.
Okay.
And, you know, I kind of pulled his hand away and I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready for this quite now, you know. We ended the night on a nice note and, you know, I didn't really want to take it any further for the first date.
Okay. And did he seem bothered by that when you, you know, smacked his hand away and said, get away?
No. He wasn't thrilled about it, obviously. But yeah, I don't know why he ghosted me about it. He could have just been upfront about it.
If that is the reason, would you want another date?
Because,
you know, I've been on, you know, when I used to date, I'm married now, but when I would go on dates and stuff, And if ever I got get away from the equator, it's too hot there for you right now. I would be fine with it, you know? Like, I never threw a fit, but I've heard about a lot of dudes, especially, like, they get upset. And I've never cared. I've been like, okay, that's cool. We can wait till later, you know? So if he got upset about that, would you want another date?
We really did have good chemistry at the beginning, you know? And that's kind of what I want to find out a little bit more about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if there's a good reason why he ghosted me, then, you know, I'd be really interested in potentially having a second date, but, you know, I guess we'll have to find out why.
That's such a good point. We're jumping to all of these conclusions. It's been 3 days. There's a really good chance that just something else was going on.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try to figure it out for you, okay? We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you and get you another date if you still want one, okay?
All right, that sounds good to me. Thank you.
Play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's First Date Follow-Up, Kristen is on the phone and she's not getting a call back from a dude named Garrett. So we're going to see if we can figure out why she's getting ghosted and maybe get her another date when we call him in just a second. But before we do that, Kristen, remind everybody about your date and why you think you're getting ghosted.
Yeah, so Garrett and I met through mutual friends. We went out on a date because we clicked almost instantly. And we went to a concert, and after the show, he ghosted me. It's been 3 days. I sent him a text. He left me on read. And, yeah, I want to figure out why. Like, did I get a little bit too drunk? Was my singing really loud and bad? Or was it just that he was looking to hook up? And I'm not too sure which one it was, but he seemed a little bit upset when we were making out, and his hands started to go a little bit south. And I told him I wasn't looking for that. So I want to figure out why. And if there's a good reason, then, you know, I'd love to have a second date.
It's only been 3 days, so you might not be getting ghosted. But you probably are, since he read a text and didn't respond. We'll call him right now. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Garrett, please?
This is Tim.
Garrett, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Garrett. He hosts that show with some friends, and my name's Nina. I'm one of them.
And mine's Victoria.
Yeah. So there's three people on the phone with you right now. How are you?
I'm good. What are you guys calling for?
We're calling because we got an email about you from somebody who listens to the show.
An email about me?
Mm-hmm.
About what?
We do a segment on the show called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to call you and figure out why you're ghosting them. So you went out with someone and now you're not calling them back and they want to know what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I went out on a date, a few dates, the past couple weeks. Okay. Is this, I don't know which girl.
All right, well, let's see if we can help you out. You went to a concert together.
I think I know who you're talking about. Kristen, right?
Yes. So she emailed us and said that she really liked you, but you're not getting back to her and she wants to know what's up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she was cool, don't get me wrong, but I kind of thought we were, you know, going to be on the same page, like we were going out. I thought we were kind of just, you know, going to lead to hooking up at the end of the night. And like, she wasn't down. So I don't know. I mean, that was kind of like my main motivation to go out with her. I'm not really looking to like date right now.
If you just wanted to like hook up with someone, like concerts can kind of be expensive. Why not just go to the bar?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, I don't know. They weren't that expensive, and I don't mind, you know, having, like, a good time. You know, I'm not just exclusively only trying to do that. Like, I'd like to have a good time during the night, too, and then kind of end it with a bang.
Okay. So that's why you're not, that's why you're ghosting her, though, because it didn't end with a bang.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm not trying to ghost her. It's only been, like, 2 or 3 days, but I don't know. I just kind of lost interest. I mean,
she thought maybe that the reason you weren't calling back was because, you know, you wanted to hook up and she wasn't into it that night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I feel a little bit bad, but I mean, it's just kind of, it is what it is. I mean, I assume that she was, you know, on the same page. I mean,
what would give you that impression?
Well, I mean, she was being all flirtatious and, you know, like the first time we met, same thing. And she was like texting me some stuff and I don't know. It was just, it was very clear that she was wanting something. And then, I don't know, it just didn't happen.
Well, thanks for being honest, man. I appreciate it. Now I'll be honest with you. Kristen is actually on the phone. She's been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
She's on the line right now?
Yep.
Hi.
How's it going?
Now, this is awkward.
Yeah.
Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I didn't know I would.
What happened? You know, I texted you 3 days ago and, you know, I said I had a nice time and you disappear and ghost me. Like, what's up with that?
I'm sorry. You know, look, I'm sorry. You know, I've been busy and I did mean to text you back. I don't really ghost girls like that. Like, I'm not trying to be like that guy, but, okay. I guess you just heard, I mean, what I said and stuff. I don't know. I mean, I was looking to hook up and you weren't down and it just didn't end up going to where I wanted it to.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing was, like, we met through friends, and if you wanted to hook up and we were drinking that first night, why did you just take me home with you? Like, I don't understand, like, why you go to a concert and make it an event. You know what I mean? Like, if you wanted to hook up, we could have done it that night when we were just drinking together. Like, you bought concert tickets. You picked me up. Like, we went to a show. I thought maybe you were a little more interested.
I like the quarter girl. I mean, I'm kind of a gentleman in that regard.
Like, well, you're not really a gentleman.
Well, why do you say that? I mean,
because you can't text me back like an adult and say, hey, I had a nice time, but, you know, maybe we're not looking for the same thing. Like, you could at least be courteous. Everyone's on their phone the entire time. Like, everybody's on social media, and you say you're too busy to respond to a text. Like, that doesn't fly.
Well, it's literally been like 2-3 days. I mean, it's not like it's been a week.
You had
like,
me on red. The most obvious form of ghosting.
What would he say to you that would make you feel better about the situation if that's all he wanted?
I mean, he could have just been up front, you know, and just said, hey, like, you know, I'm looking for this. And if I said I wasn't looking for it, then it's like, okay, well, we can't give each other the same thing. Have a great, you know, life.
So, Kristen, if he would have said that up front, do you think that you would have wanted the same thing in that moment?
Yeah, like, how do I even say that? Like, it's supposed to be implied.
What's supposed to be implied? Okay, like, you think I'm a mind reader? Like, what's up with that? That's so rude.
Man, it's tough in these streets.
Okay, fine. I want to sleep with you. That's what I wanted out of the date. That's it. Are you happy now? I mean, there. It's honest.
Thank you for your honesty, but yeah, I just, you know, you could have had better communication.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've never had a girl. take me on the radio, I mean, that's kind of crazy in itself, especially after like 3 days. Like, that's kind of wild.
I don't know if you want another date, but I'll ask anyway. Garrett, would you like to go on another date with Kristen? We'll pay for it.
No, I'm okay. I'm done with this. It's all too wild, too much.
Well, what if Kristen wants to sleep with you? Then would you be cool with it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not down anymore. It's just the radio call. It's kind of weird.
Well, Garrett, how would you feel if I said I actually want to sleep with you? I just didn't want to do it on the first date.
Well, maybe I would. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
All of a sudden, now.
Yeah, I just not on the first night.
So
what does that mean then?
Is this going to happen or?
Yeah, are you saying that you want to go out with him again still?
Of course.
Oh.
That's cute.
Oh.
Well, then I'll text you.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I'm taking this as a successful first date follow-up. Kristen, I think you have another date, or I'm not sure. And Garrett, thank you for your time.
Please be safe.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Jubal's first date follow-up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney, online at advocateslaw.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.